TV Corner.
Hey guys, welcome to another Film Core TV Corner podcast where me and TJ
what up?
Are doing Westworld episode 7 of season 2, Les Escorchés.
Les Écorchés.
That's the one.
Yeah, there you go. Translates from French to mean skinned.
Skinned.
So we're going to talk about how this episode got undermined and the layers were peeling back within.
So, whoa. Thumbs down for this episode?
I am just, this season, wow, I just don't even know what we're doing anymore. No one knows what we're doing. No.
Even when it's figured out and spelled out for us.
I think with this episode, we definitely saw that the writers have no other way to solve the riddles for us but to literally have someone say it verbatim. What's it going on?
Someone's trying to turn the light on in everyone's head as to what's going on by like physically forcing. Yeah, whatever. We had to bring back Ford. It was clumsy. Let's get into it.
Yeah. So right off the bat, Bernard mansplains Ford's master plan.
To everybody.
In the Matrix. To everyone.
Now I get it. I get why mansplaining is so awful. It's just like...
even when he explained it, I still had no idea what he was talking about.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so from what I understand, we have the park built by Ford and all these hosts. And as a cover, you have people that get to come in and do these things to these hosts or behave without consequences. And it's, you know, the real thing that's going on here, though, is that was Delos's plan was data collection and like trying to figure out how we can copy humans into this digital realm and into like digital bodies, some kind of push for immortality. That's what I understand.
Yes, but as we can see with James Delos, the human brain does not stand to be copied well.
Yeah, so what was revealed by the return of Ford was that the human brain does fine when copied into the digital realm, like the grid, the Matrix style, just like held in captivity in a very controlled environment where everything is going according to, you know, programs. It does fine there, but as soon as you introduce it into the real world where there are like variables and things, they start to decay right away, which is what we saw with Delos. And also, it was never Ford's plan, or he never had really interest in human immortality or longevity.
It seemed like he was more into his own immortality as creating him, as uploading himself into this like godlike presence.
Yeah, turn on God
in the
mode.
Server.
He
yeah.
Cheat codes.
Yeah, exactly.
And stop everybody.
So he's just like trying to set loose his creations because he can be inside their head and control them and live vicariously through them as he did with Bernard.
And he also, I guess he's like, his idea is to free his creation, which is this artificial intelligence, by making it self-aware. But there's this whole question of determinism is what Bernard was getting into, where...
We want our own free will.
Yeah,
we really don't have it.
We really don't have it. We're all kind of just machines that get input and put out output, you know, due to whatever.
Yeah, some of us put out more than others, you know.
True.
Didn't do. That was so cheap of me.
Very low-hanging fruit.
Yes. I mean,
speaking of
low-hanging
fruit. Hey, called it.
I get what they're trying to say. In some ways, like, is anyone ever really free?
Mm-hmm.
But the way they're asking it is just in such an obvious way that it's like, no, because clearly not, they're not free.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how to fix, like, if I were to fix this, I don't even know where to begin.
The thing that gets me about it is, like, they're taking these meandering routes to, predictable outcomes, and we've gone through all this up and down and labyrinthine, you know, storyline, all these labyrinthine storylines to arrive just where we kind of expected things to go.
Yeah.
When we learned that they're copying people in and doing all this other, like...
Things that we predicted last season, like, Ford's a voice inside the robot's head is controlling him, predicted, we got it. I'm like, okay, Even when Bernard is like, oh, whose brain did I put inside the machine? And I'm like, Ford, obviously. Ford.
Right.
And it was Ford. I was like...
Pretty sure y'all predicted that immortality was the goal here with getting people. I mean, it's very Black Mirror. Yeah, it's just... You know,
it is. It is actually very... I mean, in a world where we have things like Black Mirror, it did feel very much like we've really, really mulled over this whole concept of like... extending human's life. Yeah, exactly. And it's
this
like...
This is transhumanism as in people transitioning into computers, like digital minds,
yeah.
As opposed to like... It's a big question today. Like, we're at the dawn of AI, whether
but
it's like hard AI or
are
software.
Are we tired of asking it? It's not like a new... It's not a new concept anymore.
Definitely not. Yeah, I guess people are never going to be tired about asking about immortality. But like, until we see how many times can we make this story happen? You know, and like still be interested in watching people's thoughts on it unfold on the screen. You know?
No, exactly. I think the thing that Westworld really suffers from the most is the fact of like, yeah, it's really not asking any like new questions.
Mm-hmm.
I keep pointing to Handmaid's Tale because the season is so fire right now. You should watch it.
I do need to watch it.
And it's like, you can have something as old-fashioned as just, like, women's rights and feel like, because the character connections are so dynamic, that it feels engaging. It feels interesting. They don't need robots to make you to want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I mean, even shows like Game of Thrones, like, the best scenes are just sometimes people just talking. And I feel like in Westworld, it's gotten so caught up in trying to be so much at once that it's lost a lot of its heart and soul when it comes to actual character connections. Even when people are just talking, it feels weird.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to write you in circles with all these, like, weird timeline mix-ups. Like, why was half of this episode? Why did we wake up after everything and then go back?
Exactly.
Like,
why are we
doing this?
It was
so unnecessary.
Just watch it normal time.
Yeah.
Normal time.
Do you mean the straightforward timeline? We don't need a mini version of season one in every episode where we're, like, not sure what time it is. You know, like, I'm tired of not knowing what time it is. Just, like, let me know what's actually happening. And now that I've found out what's actually happening, it's a little underwhelming. But, like,
that's
we
so
could
true.
Have discovered this 4 episodes ago.
Arnold's conveniently a robot when the plot calls for it. Like, he responds
Bernard.
To commands.
Wait,
and just Bernard
yeah.
otherwise.
No, it's real. Like, try to turn every left turn into 3 right turns. You know what I mean? Like, why aren't we just, like, getting to the point?
That's
it's a
exactly.
sign of bad writing when you gotta write circles around everything just to keep it interesting, just to keep people on their toes. Like,
exactly.
It's not as brilliant as you think it is. Just, like, let's
Don't
get
do
to that
it.
Point
yeah.
and move on from there.
That's right on. Speaking of getting to the point, Dolores and Co. make it to the entrance to Westworld. Because, you know,
sense.
Our visitors arrive, and I was just like, what are we doing?
Sent in there, Batman Begins train bomb.
I can't believe that a trained team with automatic weapons was defeated by 20 robots with Colt 45s.
Colt 45s and knives. They literally bought knives to gunfights.
What?
Not that I didn't like that scene in the map room. It got me. All right, I'm a slow-mo scene where they, like, stabbing and moving slow motion, and they got classical music. Whatever. It was cool. I enjoyed that, but...
I can't imagine they don't have some sort of, like, EMP machine. Just fucking pulse these robots
yeah,
out.
Like,
what are we doing?
Still computers.
Is this the fucking future or not?
It's like you can suck the oxygen out of the base and kill all the humans. You can probably put out a magnetic force or something and drop all these machines real quick.
I understand that
they should have had a kill switch in the first place.
It actually would have been cooler if they were like, we don't want to employ the kill switch, they're worth too much money, we're
mm-hmm.
gonna fry all of them if we do. They do the
but
kill
they got
switch
backups.
No, but it would have been tight if they actually had done the kill switch, and maybe they found, like, later, you know, next season we find out that, like, the whisper of their past programming is still inside them despite this kill switch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the true moment of sentience,
right?
When they're beyond that point.
Yeah, when they're freed from these.
Wow, I just wrote a better.
Coils.
I just wrote a
yeah.
better story than this whole season and was.
Freed from these meat puppets.
Yeah.
They have to cut. That they pilot. Listen up, like costume wise though, Teddy's new costume. Dark Teddy is dope. When he beat that dude to death.
Oh my god! I was
I didn't
like,
even like that dude. I don't like. I'm not rooting for anybody in this fight anymore. Like everybody
no.
sucks, but like Teddy. I might be rooting for Teddy.
Wait, I was like, damn, Teddy, did we need to do all that? Oh my god.
He punched him to death, and then he punched him a few more times.
James Marsden never gets to be this kind of bad guy,
yeah.
so it's nice to see him get to let
it
loose.
It is. Like, especially after that, like, cheesy-ass making love scene, like, 80s style. Where, you know, it was like, you get shots of Teddy's butt cheeks a lot. New Teddy is so much better.
Dark Teddy.
Dark Teddy. He just needs a goatee.
Oh my god.
He had a goatee. It'd be so much better.
Ah, that would be so great. I mean, what did you think about what Dolores said about, like, wanting to fry their backups? Like, this is, like, what it means to live. Oh, yeah. You know? Like, we're not coming back. Their
immortality. When we die, we die now.
That was actually cool.
We die. She was, like, for real, like.
That was actually.
Y'all want immortality. You're already free. Like,
yeah.
We're going to be like you. But she's kind of making this feel more like a cult than anything now. You know, her whole revolution.
Yeah.
It feels more like a cult than anything now.
It definitely got too, they really wanted Dolores to be this strong character, and again, it's just too revolving around her. It doesn't really feel like any of the other robots are having fun. I don't, like.
Most of them have masks on now for some reason. Like, they were part of that gunslinging team, but I don't remember seeing so many trench coat wearing, mask wearing gunslingers before, you know? Anyway, what I'm saying is, if they wanted, when she became Warren, she should have had a costume change.
Well, speaking of someone else who got the slow motion treatment. The man in black is almost killed by Maeve, who was almost killed by the Delos troops. Where was Maeve's squad? Weren't they just over the hill?
Right.
I don't understand. Like, that's not a thing in this these moments. I'm just like, the man in black should be dead. There's no way. It's, I know it's a show, but he got shot, like, 9 times.
For real. Like, when I saw him alive again, I'm like,
there, I mean, it's just literally.
How come everybody else is shooting people in the shoulders except for him? He's like getting headshots on round one. Just, everybody else is shooting people.
If you want to keep him alive, just make them miss him.
Yeah, it's weak.
Make him just catch him in the leg, make him miss him. There's no person who can take 9 gunshots in any scenario.
Yeah, that is he not took a round getting to every single vital artery on his limbs.
TJ, you're in the military. Yeah. Would anyone walk away from what he just went through?
I don't think he's going to walk away from it, honestly.
I mean, would anyone live through what he
just went through? Yeah, he got shot, like, dead in the chest with no armor on, inches from his heart, if not his heart. That was the storyline that I cared about, was Maeve, she got shot. Like, when they encountered, I'm like, oh, we're going to have a showdown right now? Like, someone's going to die between these two?
I'm going to be furious. I'm already kind of frustrated with the show in a lot of points. I'm sorry, guys, trying to let it show, trying to, like, stay enthusiastic. Despite some ridiculousness that's going on.
It's just because we love the show. Like,
yeah,
we want better.
We're disappointed. We know you can do better than this. I mean, obviously he's going to be alive next episode. Maybe he'll still die.
Do you have a prediction?
Everyone's going to the Valley Beyond. Are you ready to be under or overwhelmed? And what are your predictions?
Where is this place? I feel like the Truman Show, where you have a giant dome. Like, where is this place? What is the Valley Beyond? It's probably just outside of Westworld.
I feel like maybe it isn't, because the man in black keeps saying, like, how he's going to the Valley Beyond. Wouldn't he know that it's just going outside?
No, he doesn't know shit. He thought he knew shit. He thought he was onto something, but it wasn't for him, remember? Like, it was for.
Yeah.
This is now his thing, is to die in Westworld. Like, here's my prediction.
Wait.
He's going to meet himself. He's been there the most. He's been there going there for, like, what, 50 years now?
Like, so they definitely have
have plenty of information on him to copy him. He's going to meet himself, and then he's going to see how much of an asshole he was, and he's going to watch himself meet his daughter, maybe even kill his daughter. I don't know. He's going to watch himself before he dies, because he's definitely dying. Like, he ain't going to survive this. Real man in black is not going to survive this, I don't think. But I think this is all just leading up to or being like, yeah, you did all this and you're going to die here. And all these robots, you're going to go to the Valley Beyond, just the real world, which is where you were. You were already in the Valley Beyond, you know, like.
And you wasted that to be here.
Yeah, you wasted that
to be here. What if we found out that, like, no one's actually in Westworld? They're all hooked up to some sort of machine.
It's just, like, hard solipsism, this whole show.
I'd be actually furious if that was.
They're all brains and vats. They're all computer brains and vats. Little balls, little spheres.
With this, I'm predicting that it's going to be obviously, like, a way to, like, actually Westworld. And everyone's going to make it. Prediction that Teddy's going to try and either stop Dolores or sacrifice himself. James Marsden isn't going to make it.
He's not going to make it.
Dolores is going to make it. Maeve, I think he's going to make it with her daughter. I think we want to see that payoff at least.
I don't think she's going to make it.
You don't think Maeve's going to make it?
I think she's going to have a, like, moment where she's just like, oh, I'm not going to be tethered to these storylines. I'm not going to be tethered to this human realm. I've seen what people are now, and I don't want it. I think with Teddy and Dolores, it's going to be some kind of, like, Ex Machina. Did you see Ex Machina?
Yeah.
At the end of the movie where she's like walking in the real world, she's freed.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be just like that, where she's just gonna be out in the street somewhere. If they're smart, if they don't try to like run you in circles for six more seasons.
Kind of disappoint me if it was just like Dolores walking down the street like a normal, trying to be a normal ass person. I feel like there could have been a way more low key to get her out of the park if it just all came down to Dolores leaving.
Yo, but okay. On that note, they tanked their way into the entrance to Westworld and they made it there. Where are they riding horses to at the end? Like, isn't that the gate in? Like, why isn't that the gate out? I don't understand the physicality of this place at all.
I mean, we assume Westworld is like some sort of island, right? I can't imagine this is like some normal. I don't understand how they're still journeying at this point. Right. That's what I mean. How much further? Like, I thought like they would get to the top floor of this welcome center and be like, we're out of here. So they have the keys to the Valley Beyond. I don't know. That's all my predictions. I have nothing else. I'm kind of ready for this to be over. Just don't get me over.
Did you watch that stinger, though? With the native dude telling the story of Ghost Nation? Ghost World is the next season.
So we're looking at, I don't know if you guys out there happen to watch the preview for next week. Apparently we're getting it from the...
Spoiler alert. If you don't want to know about anything about next week...
Yes.
Spoiler alert. Cut it off now.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening. We're going to talk about the stinger and go from there.
I know we don't usually do this.
Apparently, we're going to be getting something from, like, the people, the man of Ghost Nation's point of view.
Right.
Telling us the story we've already seen again. Why do they keep doing this to us?
Yeah, this is, it took my family. Everybody's family get taken. We get it. This is Westworld.
I don't want to see it.
It's hard out here in these streets.
I don't want to see it from his perspective. I don't care. I just want to get there. I'm so tired.
I'm so tired. You could have had him say that, spell that out in whatever Ghost Nation tongue they have. Right? You could have just said, they took my family, and now I'm here to settle the score. You know, you don't need to tell me the whole story from the desert. I don't know what's happening.
And also, I feel like they're going to give him, which is going to be even more annoying, and Westworld has had a huge problem with this season, with doing it from this super, like, cliche, like, stereotypical, like, point of view, like, I'm a native. The wind is whispering to me. Yeah. And, like, all this shit. You know what I mean?
Stroking each other's faces and, like... Yeah. You know, like
what? Can he just be like a normal?
That's real cool, but like,
I'd rather him just be like Ted,
a guy.
I mean, I know that the hosts are in their roles, but it's kind of annoying that he's going to be reduced to the stereotype that we have to now sit through and watch.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to be another scenario like Shogun World, where there's counterparts for everybody?
Oh fuck yeah! Can't wait.
Because that pissed me off.
If anything, he's probably going to be like the Peter Abernathy of like Ghost Nation. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a Dolores of Ghost Nation.
Yeah, like...
Or something. Who knows?
That pissed me off. Like, oh, okay, so we go to Shogun World, and it's just like... It's just white people in a video game skinned into Japanese people in a video game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just switch the skin into Japanese culture. And, I don't know. Whatever. We don't have to get into it. We purposefully didn't.
We got into a little bit, but you guys know where we're at with this already. So yeah, I mean, just next week, just looking to wrap it up. That's all my predictions. I want to get to this fucking valley. I'm ready to be like, whatever about it. I don't,
do not lost me.
There's nothing they could do at this point to make this make sense. So
yeah, like, I don't understand the physicality of the world itself. I kind of get where they're trying to go, but it's not that astonishing. I've put a lot of time into this show. Maybe they're turning around. Trump card.
Trump card. I have no hope. But we'll see. Alright guys, well thanks so much for listening.
Appreciate you all.
Yes, we'll see you next week for the finale. Where I'll either be crying or laughing. Who knows?
Or both. Crying, tears of joy.
Alright, see ya. Bye.